Okay, page 49, Oshel. Okay, so we're at the end. Sezer Hadracha Klalim. So the Rebbe told us last time, he's going to chazer over certain things that he touched on throughout the Sefer. But it's me. The timing is always like shocking to me. How everything always fits to the Parsha and to the Zmanim. So we'll see. You'll see it's very relevant what he's going to talk about tonight in relation to Sefer Omer. Okay, so Oshel. Kol Davar Tov. Kol Davar Tov. Shalom. Joining us?
Yeah.
Amazing. Jump in.
No, you
all yours. Kol Davar Tov. Bottom of page 49. Madrego midatova shetishma utira be'ezah sefer. Sometimes a person's learning something, and you see a nice idea, and you start to think, you know, is that idea really relevant to me? Is that idea attainable for me? Is that madrega? It's a midatova. To me, the story about some tzaddik. Right? You say, okay, it's a beautiful story about Chafetz Chaim. It's a beautiful story about the Alter Rebbe. That's a beautiful story about the Baal Shem Tov. And it has nothing to do with me in the year Tav Shanayin Vav. So says the PSS to Rebbe, why? Why should you think like that? Chafetz Chaim wasn't always the Chafetz Chaim as we know him at the end of his life. And neither were any of the other tzaddikim. Al tis yayish lomar. Don't become despondent. Don't give up hope by saying, Ein ze lefi erki. This is not in accordance with my level. Who am I pretending? I'm not the Chafetz Chaim, so it's a nice story. It's nice to read about, but it's not anything I should even dream of bringing into my life, because it's just totally beyond me. Rather, look what he says. He says, Tachmod elav v'tomar. You should desire it, and you should say to yourself. Now, he's not telling us to trick ourselves. He's going to tell us in a moment, it might be that it's not actually going to work out for you. But if you read a story about the Chafetz Chaim doing something amazing, you should say, wow, that's amazing. I wish I could do something like that. Even if you feel that it's not in accordance with your current madrega. Why? What can you say to yourself? Look what he says. I like this very much. What he says: Halo gam hu hayalud isha kamoni. The Chafetz Chaim, as much as we think of him as such a great tzaddik, an angelic human being, right? But he was also a human being. He was once a kid. Once a child, he was born from a woman the same way that I was, flesh and blood. Vem hayaholich bato kamoni gam kin loyam megilav. And if he was not as driven like I am, so he would have been me. And if I become more driven, then I can become maybe a little bit like him. There's a famous line, the Medrash says, a person's supposed to say to himself, a person should say to himself, Masai yegiu ma'asai l'masai avosai. When are my actions going to be like the actions of the avos? So what, I'm supposed to walk around all day pretending I'm the next Av Mitzvah Yaakov? Right? It's not happening. So the Sfarim explain, or some Chabuna Prashischa, and others say, Matai Yagiu Masai, Lamasai Avosa, Yagiu is not a lesson of reaching, that I'm ever going to actually reach that level, but it's a lesson of Nagia, just a touch. Can I touch it? Can I have something to do with it? Can I connect to it? Or do I see it as, no, that's just like a totally different planet, that's a totally different religion. I could never strive to live a life of Kedusha and Tahara like those Tzaddikim. So he says, don't say it like that. Say to yourself, this person was also human. This person also has a Yitzhahara. And even though it's hard, when sometimes you see the product at the end of the day, you see the tzaddik at the end of his life, so exalted and so lofty, it's hard to imagine he could ever become that, but why not? He got there one day at a time also.
Yeah, I like the way he presents it, because as opposed to, we often hear, you know, if I would only apply myself more, I'd be like him. He does the reverse. He says, if he wasted time with you, he'd be like you. Right? It's the reverse. Right? It's the reverse approach to it.
Exactly. So that I could believe.
Yeah.
Trying to believe that I could be him, but no, he could have been me. And, right? And in Achanami, if I work hard, I can be him. Right? So if I believe that it would be possible for him, in theory, to have wasted time and become me, so maybe I can push myself and become him. Or at least, again, to become more like him. And to be impressed by that. And to have a chemda, to have a desire for it. To be jealous of it in a holy way. Va'afilu im tishma pshat al'eza pasuk ha'gemar va'davar yafa be'inecha. Person here is a Torah insight. You say, that's a beautiful insight. And then you look at the pasuk and you say, wow, it's right there in the pasuk. Titztayer, you should be disappointed. Lama lo amarti gavani kavos. Why did I say that pshat? Why did I come with that chiddush that Rav Chaim Brisker came up with? Right? So, of course, Yitzhar will say, because you're not Rav Chaim Brisker, so who are you kidding? But hold on a second. He's also a human being. Okay, maybe he has, and again, obviously different people, different talents, different natural abilities. But again, at the end of the day, we're all human beings who eat and sleep and drink, and it's just a question of how much am I willing to work, and how much am I willing to care, to put in the effort, to make it happen. So lamalo amarti gamani kamosa. Why didn't I say that pshat? Halogam hu hayilud isha kamoni. He was also a human being. And again, if there are certain tzaddikim who are just such geniuses, you know, from the youngest of ages. So think about a tzaddik or a talmid chacham who wasn't such a genius, or wasn't such a perfected individual from the youngest of ages. There's countless stories of people. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector was, they say, was not a genius from a young age, or someone who really worked hard. The Nitziv, there are stories about the Nitziv, but he was not necessarily such a genius from a young age. These were people who cared a lot and worked really hard. Other people, stories of people who, you know, were known to have a particular bad midah, and they overcame that midah. Rav Hundner has a famous letter. Rav Yitzchak Kotner, Rosh Yeshiva from Chaim Berlin, has a letter where he says, and again, who, you know, I'd be frightened to say such a thing, but Rav Hundner was a big person, he could say this. He says, we sometimes, again, we look at the gadol once he's the gadol. He says, you know, the Chavetz Chaim also had a hard time becoming Chavetz Chaim in terms of his Shmir Salashim. You don't think he ever had a juicy piece of Lashon Hara that he wanted to share? But he said, I'm going to learn how to speak in a way that's refined, in a way that's holy, in a way that fits the values of the Torah. So he says, and it's a powerful Lashon. He says, you don't think the Chavetz Chaim stumbled along the way? So we see the Chavetz Chaim at the end, the perfected Chavetz Chaim. Now again, I wouldn't want to claim that the Chavetz Chaim stumbled along the way. But the point Rav Hundner is trying to make is he's a human being. And ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Everyone stumbles, everyone struggles. And if they could do it, so why can't I do it? I should believe that I could do it. And he says, you have nothing to lose by thinking this way. He says, mimon afshach. By training yourself, tov v'achem dazu. How good it is to have such a desire. I told this story to my guys in yeshiva today. I forget which one of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's it was. One of them came home one day and he was crying his eyes out. Let me show you this once. He was crying his eyes out. So his father, his grandfather said to him, what's wrong? What's wrong? So he said, we started learning Lech Lecha today. Okay? What's so sad about Lech Lecha? So he said, because the Pasuk says that Hashem said to Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha. Okay? So he says, well, why does Hashem speak to Avraham? Why doesn't Hashem speak to me? Hashem came and spoke. We learned today that Hashem came and spoke to Avraham. Why doesn't Hashem speak to me? So he calmed down. He said, listen, it takes a long time. Avraham given up many years of his life dedicated to Hashem. You'll get there too eventually. Right? But that a five-year-old kid, who eventually would become a great tzaddik, would have such a chemda, desire. I want to hear the Dvar Hashem. So it says it be as a tzarevi. Tova chemda zo. A person has this desire. It's a good thing. Either way, mimon afshach. Either way you slice it, it's good. Why? Ki im tizke levo eleha yismach avicha sheba shemayim v'sagel nishmascha bekirbacha. Because if you're zocha, if you set your eye upon it, and you really want it, and you actually get there one day, so think about how happy Hashem is going to be. Think how happy the neshama inside of you is going to feel. V'imlav, let's say it doesn't work out. So I spent my whole life dreaming of being the Chavetz Chaim, and I never became the Chavetz Chaim. It's still good. Gam kein lo avra hachem de levatala. You should realize that the desire was not in vain. Why? V'klal hazet teda. This is such an important klal. The principle is as follows. The rule is as follows. Shekol ra'ayon v'ratzon bein tovim bein ra'im chas v'shalom sh'ovrim be'ish einam chozrim rekanim. There is no thought that passes through our mind, neither good nor bad, that is pointless, that achieves nothing. There's a marsha in the back of the Gemara in Maseches Makos has a statement where he says, for every machshava, dibor, umaisa that a person does, a malach is created. So when we learn in Pirkei Avos that it says that what? That it says a person does a good thing, he gets an advocate. And a person does a bad thing, so then he gets a prosecuting angel. Yeah. Marsha says it's not just for every deed, not for every physical act that you do. Every thought that crosses your mind. You think a holy thought, a malach's being created. You think an improper thought, a destructive malach is being created. But the PSS therapy says every single thought, every desire that a person has, it's not in vain. Every tefillah, every word of tefillah you daven, it may not get you exactly what you want. May not work exactly the way that you want it to work. But don't think that anything that a Jew does in this world is levatala. Every move that a person makes, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said, if we would only believe and understand how much nachas Hashem gets when a little Hasidus Shayimel is sitting there twirling his payas. Every twirl of the fingers is shaking the olam. So we don't know what we're doing. But every move that a Jew makes, every thought that he has, every word that he says, is significant. And einam chozer mekanim. So don't think that if you desire good things, but I never got there. The desire is also a chashuv thing. Look what he says: echad le'echad niskabitz, va'achas le'achas nikva b'nefesh. Little by little, it starts to build up. You don't realize when a person goes out and he waters his garden, does he see, he sees growth on a daily basis? He sees change? He doesn't see what's happening. Uvinyan meham nivna, but the building is being built. And sometimes it's hard to see day in and day out, but then you look back over the course of a long period of time and say, whoa, I did change, I did become something. And you look at the little pieces along the way, you say, was it this piece that changed? Was it this piece? And again, it's not any one thing. But achas la'achas, like the Gemara says in Sota, that's what he's paraphrasing here, that achas la'achas, right, the pruta, after one pruta, another pruta, it adds up. It adds up. You know, they say you take a penny, right? So if you could take a penny, and you could double it. Turn a penny into two pennies. Turn two pennies into four pennies. It doesn't sound like you're getting very far. Right? You're not going to be able to pay off your mortgage at this rate.
Get married
one. Right? But before you know it, it's right? A couple of moves more, and you got $1 million. 4 cents becomes 8 cents. It doesn't seem like you're getting very far, right? 16 cents. And then all of a sudden it picks up. And before you know it, in less than, you know, if you could just double your penny, like 20 times over, you're a millionaire. So again, you don't a penny, two pennies, four pennies, eight pennies, 16 pennies. It's not getting me anywhere. But says the P.S. Esther, it's not true. Binyan meham nivna. The building is being built. The Medrash says in Mishlei on the pasuk Bansa Beisa, a person's building a house. You don't realize the mansion we're building in Shemayim, the Olam Hamas. But it's not built with major moves. It's built a little of this. You lay a brick and another brick, another little bit, and it really adds up. Yesh lefamim. Sometimes a person has a negative character trait. This is also a great technique. Look how we could use our own Yetzirah against us. He said, or can use the Yetzirah which works against us to benefit ourselves. Yesh lefam. Again, a person has a midah ra. Ra harbe me'arka. Imagine a thought pops into your mind, and it's much worse than anything that you really think you'd ever do. And you say, where did that crazy idea come from? How did that idea enter my mind? Who mishtabat? So he wonders at himself. Me'ayin boy like kol kach nemichius? Where did such a low idea even come to my mind? What's wrong with me that I would think in such a way? So look what he says. Aval kanisker le'al. You know where it came from? Sometimes that thing that seems to have suddenly appeared, it didn't suddenly appear. It came from a little bit of a misguided thought and a little bit of a wrong idea, and I said the wrong thing here, and I saw the wrong thing there, and I did the wrong thing there, and they may have been minor things, and all of a sudden, now this monster creeps into my mind. Where did that come from? That a little idea and a little desire, it was just a little bit off, right? Like a sara, like a hair, all of a sudden, niklatubo, it started to build up. Lo yadam, lo hergisham. You didn't recognize it. You didn't sense it. Migoldo dakusam. It was a fine thing, but guess what? Uvekirbo nisavu v'nisgadu. But inside of you, it was thickening. It was growing. Vaz misram misgalim bo betzuras midam maguna v'gush achar rachman olson. All of a sudden, this ugly clump of filth appears, a stain on my soul. Where did it come from? So he says it built up slowly, but you have to believe that if I can do that in the bad, I can do that in the good. V'chein lehefech. Kol machshava v'ratzon tov shetala b'kirbacha. Afilum lo tagia aleyem. Even if you'll say, this little ratzon, it's not going to get me anywhere. I don't feel myself changing. You keep watering, and you keep watering, and you keep watering, and all of a sudden something starts to sprout. And again, from one day to the next, it's impossible to see. But yis'avu v'yis'gadlu, it thickens, and it becomes solidified. V'yisrael b'cha b'mida u'machshava kadosha. Until eventually it emerges as a holy act, a holy midah, or a holy thought. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, a famous Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis. Let's take a look at this Gemara for a second. The Gemara says, right, the famous Gemara that describes what's going to happen on the day that the Yetzirah is finally finished off once and forever. The Gemara says that on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzirah, everyone's going to cry. Hashem's gonna come, and the Yetzirah is gonna be put to rest, gonna slaughter the Yetzirah, in the presence of the Tzaddikim, in the presence of the Rasham, and everyone's going to be crying, the Gemara says. Tzaddikim nidma lehem kahar gavala. The Tzaddikim are gonna see the Yetzirah, that monster, this huge mountain of evil. And they're going to see it being brought to its knees, being destroyed on that day. And the Rishon are going to see the Yetzirah as a tiny little hair. A little nothing. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin. These ones are crying, and these ones are crying. The tzaddikim are crying, and the rasham are crying. Tzaddikim bochim v'omrim, heichichanu l'chvosh hargavol kazeh. Tzaddikim are crying, and they say, whoa, how is it possible we defeated such a, right? Now again, there's different approaches in the Achron, and what does it mean they were crying? They're crying tears of joy. What a victory. Right? Or maybe they were crying just overwhelmed by the sight. Right? Sometimes a person has like, you know, when you're in the struggle, you're able to be strong about it. And then when you're victorious, you like break down crying. What's the problem? Everything worked out okay in the end. But all that emotion that was built up all along. So it could be it's a bitter cry. Tzaddik can finally unload. And the Rasham are crying because they say to themselves, Heich lo yachalnu l'chvosh eschut hasar hazeh. How are we not able to defeat this little threat, this little nothing? So the first Gera Rebbe, the Chiddushim, said, no, so which is it? I mean, the Yetzirah can't be both. Is it a mountain or is it a hare? Right? So the Chiddushim said something very sharp. He said, it's a mountain of hares. It's a mountain of hares. It's exactly what the piece that's Rebbe saying here. Right? To realize that it's a little thing, and it's a little thing, and it's a little thing, and the Tzaddikim say, wow, it's amazing. Right? We fought the Yetzirah one little step at a time. And look, at the end, we see the fullness of the Yetzirah that we defeated, and what a mountain it was. And the Rosh Hashanah says, I'm such a fool. I didn't believe in the power of the little things. I didn't realize that the little things, bein l'tov, bein l'ra, it adds up to something. And the Rosh Hashanah says, ugh, if I would have just taken one step, and another step, and another step, I could have become something. And instead I gave into this cheap little desire here, this little thing there, and I didn't think it would be a big deal. And then I see, you know, this monster that I created, this mountain of hairs, this mountain of small things. So you have to believe this, you have to mamish believe this. To believe that the little things that we think, we desire, and we do, they actually become something. Right? We spoke a lot about Shal Shudas, we're learning the Kuntras. Shal Shudas is called the Rava de Ravin, the desire of desires. Right? To have a desire to desire. To at least say, I want this, even if it's beyond me. But he says, the Ritzonos, the desires that we have won't be Chas V'Shalom in vain. Okay, Osvav. Im Ya'alecha Machshava Ra. One of the students asked me tonight, right, how does a person work on Machshava's Ra? How do you fight bad thoughts? Or Rak Machshava Batala?
One of the teenagers?
Yeah, one of the teenagers. He asked me. It's very impressive. He says, I want to be more in control. Be more control of my mind. Right, so the famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, where the Rambam says a mind only fills up with bad thoughts and nonsensical thoughts if I don't fill my mind with positive thoughts. Right? I mean, the best way to fight against bad things creeping into my mind is by trying to fill my mind with holy and positive things. So it says the Peter Esther, let's say a machshava ra, you know, sneaks in. Right? Let's say it's not the machshava. He says it's a machshava batala. He says you're sitting and learning, or you're davening, or you're trying to do something productive, and then all of a sudden your mind is wandering, either to silliness or God forbid to inappropriate thoughts. Right? So he says, you know what you should do? Habet shemaima, look to the heavens, raise your head up, osagura seinecha, close your eyes, and he gives us. And again, it's maybe there's a mystical kavana here. I'm not sure exactly why he picked this, but he says, you should have kavanah for what? Just close your eyes and think, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chan. Maybe you should go through all of those midos, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chan. Now, what are we tapping into when we do that? Are we trying to, you know, bring ourselves towards the Yom Noram or something like that? Are we using this as ofen seguli, as something that, you know, is midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rahmanis, we're asking for Rahmanis by using these midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Lechanun, Erech, Apayim. But what we're basically doing, more than anything else, is that what? Is we're just taking back the reins. We're immediately throwing ourselves into something that's very holy. An expression of utmost Kedusha. Now he says, you're in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, so you're not going to, every couple of moments, start throwing in Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Lechanun. He says, don't say it, just think it to yourself. Dafka Machshava V'lo B'divor. He says, "Ubetach tavor mealecha be'ezras Hashem." Now again, is the Pesach Rebbe giving us some mystical, you know, medicine here for machshavos ra'os? I'm not sure. Different svarim, they have different svaras. But Tzadok writes in the Tzidkas Tzadik, he says that when a person has a bad machshava, he should think about the pasuk. Maybe say the pasuk. You're walking down the street, and the bad thought pops into your mind. Right? So the way to take control of the reins, or Tzadok says, in the name of the Arizal, a person should think about the pasuk, Eish tam b'tukar al mizbeach lo sichbe. But the fire of the mizbeach is always burning and not extinguished. So again, what's the secret of that pasuk? Why was that the pasuk? Am I reminding myself about the fire of my neshama burning inside me? What exactly does... But again, the point is, attach yourself to something holy, and that will automatically move yourself away from something unholy.
Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Ephraim Simon in town. I've talked to him about this a lot.
Okay.
He said, you know, when you get inappropriate thoughts, he said, it's like you're at your computer. He said, you get one of those pop-ups.
Right.
He said, you have a couple of choices. You can close it immediately. He said, you could stare at it and try and think, I wonder what, you know, wonder what this really is.
Right.
You can click on it and see where it takes you. He said, those are your choices.
Right.
He said, it's the same thing with a thought in your head. He said, you could dismiss it.
Right. You close the screen.
He said, you can contemplate it for a little while. He goes, or you can indulge the thought and see where it takes you.
Right.
He said, you know, it's all, he goes, you can't control it coming in.
Right.
You can control what you do with it.
Right.
You know, and he said, and that's the piece. He said, the idea that when you try to strive, I don't want to get these thoughts anymore. He said, that's not a realistic goal.
Right.
The realistic goal is when they come up, I want to click them and close them.
Right.
I wanted to immediately
chase,
minimize.
Chase it out or run out. Yeah, let's say if it's tzaddik, it's just Potiphar. It wasn't by choice that he ended up in her clutches, but he made the choice to get the heck out of there, and he ran. Right? He literally ran outside. So a person always has the choice to run away from it. And to attach yourself to Hashem Hashem Kerachem Bechanam. Yeah, run to something holy. Okay, Zion. This is beautiful. Now this is something we've seen a bunch of times throughout the countries. But he says in Zion, Har be pamim bein bebeischa bein berachov, techavi mitoch shvira salev. Sometimes a person, whether you're sitting at home, whether you're walking down the street, a tremendous technique to just remind yourself where I am, and what Pinimis HaTorah, what those Jews who study Torah deeply believe, that what? Kol ha'olam elukoso. The whole world is filled with nothing. Einol melvado kipshuto. The world is nothing other than Hashem's divine light, Hashem's presence. The whole world is elukos. Gargir chol asher tachas ragli. The grain of sand beneath my feet. It has an opportunity to be turned into something holy. It's an expression of Hashem is expressing himself through that grain of sand. Ha'avir shani noshim bekirvi. Take a breath. I try once a day, at least. At least once a day to take a single breath and to think. To think. You know, the kavanah of the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that says, for every breath you take, you should say thank you to Hashem. Right? To just pause for a second and to thank Hashem for a single breath of air. But to realize, I'm literally breathing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Einol bavado, kol olam elokusi. The whole world is Hashem's presence. V'chol metzios metzios elokusim, and all reality is divine reality. Ah, so what about that thing that, right? What about that thing that I don't want to be thinking about? I don't want to be seeing. I don't want to be doing. How is that a godly thing? So they say when it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu chacham halomei bikol adam. I shall learn from everyone and everything. Right, and ein lecha adam, she'ein lo sha. Every person has its place and its time, and everything has its purpose. So what do I take from all of the negative things? Right. So the simplest approach is I take what not to do. But sometimes I could take something negative and I try to learn something positive from it. I could say, wow, if people could be so passionate about X, Y, or Z, which I know is so destructive, so again, I'm a human being and they're a human being. So if they're able to channel such passion, such drive towards negativity, so why can't I learn from that in a positive sense? It's all eloquence. It's all to teach us something meaningful, and it's all just another opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw this very similar lashon earlier in the Sefer. Why am I distancing myself from this whole world of Shechina? That the whole world is God. So why am I walking around with, you know, stuck in my little dalet amos of katnus amochan, of small mindedness? Why don't I walk outside and look around and say, wow, Hashem, your beautiful world. So why have I chosen to exclude myself from the camp of the divine, the camp of Shechina? Right, to make a reshus la'atzvi, beratzon, vedas, beguf, av nefesh megusham chas v'shal. Even my soul feels just so plain and so gashmi. Right, why am I not an elevated person? Why am I not thinking about holy thoughts? Why am I not trying to attach myself to holy people? Why am I not looking at Hashem's world with spiritual eyes or spiritual glasses? Ribono shel olam, daven to Hashem, kervani elecha, bring me close to you. Mitoch kol tov, mitoch tshuva shleim. And say to Hashem, I want to be a part of your world. I was reading the Rav Chaim Kanievsky Haggadah, an article put out a couple years ago. Beautiful insights on the Haggadah and different things that Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is, his own personal Hanhagos by the Seder, very interesting. So it brings in there from Rav Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita. It says, we say, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zara, right in the Haggadah, we say, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zara, Hayu Avoseinu. forefathers used to be idol worshippers. V'ashav kervanu amakum lavodasa. Now Hashem has brought me close. So Shimon said, what do you mean Hashem has brought me close? Right? But didn't we choose Hashem? Hashem was coming around and he was offering the Torah to the whole world and no one wanted God. Hashem felt very rejected by that. It's a good story. They say that one time there was a Chashev Rav who wrote a Sefer. And he was traveling from town to town trying to get people to take an interest in the Sefer. And he came, I think, to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov. And, or maybe the story was about the Toldos Yaakov, I don't remember, Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And basically, you know, no one was interested in his book. So someone tried to be mechazik, and said, you shouldn't feel bad. Hashem also wrote a book, turned out to be a bestseller, but at first no one was interested in it. No one was... Hashem at the end, he's fine, dead Clyde, please, you know, the last choice, can someone take it? All right, fine, Nasim and Ishmael, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it, we'll see what's in it. Yeah? So sometimes a person struggles to sell his book. Yeah, so but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshav Kervanu HaMakom, so Hashem, you chose us, we chose you. Right, we did you a big favor. So Shimon says, what do you see from Haggadah? The Achshav Kervanu HaMakom Lavodasam. And he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Sukkah also, that what? That the Yitzhahar is infinitely stronger than us. In Omali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer, Hashem wouldn't help me, there's no way I could win. And therefore every single day I have to say, Hashem, listen. Rabbanu Sha'olam, Kapiyaz Estin writes here, Kervani Elecha, bring me close. Yes, I'm working at it. But at the end of the day, if Hashem's not going to help me, there's no way. There's no way I can do it. So as much as Mitchil of Devorazara, I have seen in the old days, we used to worship Devorazara, and we changed, and Avram chose God, and we pushed, and we have to keep pushing. But at the end of the day, Hashem, I need your help. I need your help. The whole world is you. So help me to see that. Help me to feel that. Help me to walk down the street and to live that. And to know that if not for your assistance, it's just impossible. And ask for help. Ask for help. I was upset at myself today. I was sitting with a student this afternoon, and he was telling me he's having a hard time with his davening. So I said to him, I just davened mincha for like 5 minutes before we sat down. So I said to the student, I said, tell me, when you daven, do you ask for things? Yes. I said, do you ask for things? He said, do you talk to Hashem? Do you ask for things? So he said, yeah, I ask for things. I said, really, you ask for things? I said, because I davened mincha 5 minutes ago, I didn't ask for anything. I said, I asked for things. You know, we can go through an essay, I can tell you what I asked for, but I didn't ask for anything. I just had an audience with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I said Shmona Esrei, but like I didn't bring anything to the table. Like, I wasn't really having an encounter with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shachar's this morning, there were a couple of things I was really thinking about, and I really asked for, and it was memorable, and it was a good Shachar. It felt like a good Shachar. Mincha today, what did I ask for? So you have to ask. You have to turn to Hashem, and you have to say Rebbeinu Sholom, Kirvani Alecha. That's not just saying it by rote, but that's what I'm asking of you. I want to be close to you, and I want to walk down the street, and I want to see that Kol HaOlam Elokosu. And that's something that we saw a lot in the Sefer. Okay, let's do one more. Let's end with Ches, and this is our Sfiras HaOmer, our Sfiras HaOmer insight for the night. And the days that we're trying to work on being metakin our midos to fix the pagam of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, this is very, very relevant. Ches, tizayr ma'od betikun midoscha, midosecha. Be very, very particular about improving your character. V'chol midos sheteida ba'atzmacha sheyoser paguma b'cha tichpol avodascha ba. And you have to prioritize. You have to figure out what is my biggest character flaw and make that the focus of my effort more than anything else. And be smart about it. Again, we all want to be good people. We all want to fix the things we're not good at. But we're not often actually doing anything about it. We're not making strategies to help ourselves. It says in Tehillim, make strategies to wage war. What's the plan? It's not going to disappear on its own. Hainu, tachor limso lecha etos eich letachta. Figure out if you have a yetzahara, if you have a bad midah that you're trying to fix, but you don't have a plan, there's no way you're going to fix it. And says the P.S.S. Nerbi, make a cheshbon nefesh and figure out what's the real blockage. He's going to give us some very practical examples of how we sometimes think it's one thing and it's really something else. And then, if you can identify what the real root of the problem is, you'll be able to remove it. If not one time, hopefully a second time. And if it's not working, at least you'll know, this is what I thought it was. That's not working. Let's try a different medicine. Let's try a different technique. And the Pesach Nerva gives us a guarantee. If you just stay at it, if you don't abandon the battlefield, Tasmi Tischazik Vitavod, and if you are diligent and you repeat again and again, you're fighting and you're working, he says, I give you a promise, then, guaranteed, Betach Yazar Lecha Hashem V'tuchal, Hashem's going to help you. You have to have strategies, and you have to be committed to winning the war to the best of your ability. Now, look what he says. Uvechlal ha'iyun ba'atzmo mo'il harb. To study yourself well helps a lot. Part of the problem is, I think I know what the problem is. I think I know what I need to work on. Right? So I'm trying to work on certain things, and it's not working. So it must be that I can't fix this thing. Maybe you're working on the wrong thing. Maybe it's expressing itself one way, but it's really rooted in something else. To be able to study yourself well, ha'iyun ba'atzmo mo'el harbe. I think I mentioned in the past, the Maharal, in Pirkei Avos, where it says the world is upheld by what? By Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. So the Maharal says, in his parish in Pirkei Avos, he says, Avoda is ben adam l'makom. Gemilas Chasadim is ben adam l'chaver. So what's the Torah? What's the third relationship we have? Myself and Hashem, myself and others. What's Torah? Torah is ben adam l'atzmo. The most important mesechta you need to learn, right, is the mesechta of yourself. More than you need to learn bava kama, bava tzia, bava basa. A person needs to know his mesechta, and he has to learn it. He says be'iyun, ha'iyun ba'atzmo mo'el harbe. Learn yourself be'iyun with all the commentaries to make sure you really, you know, to understand the shorash of your neshama. So he says b'prad be'iyun ha'iyun b'midosav. To study your midos, it's very easy to make a mistake and say, oh, I know what the problem is, it's this. No, it's not. It's something totally different. Look at the mashal he gives us. Yesh shnei b'nei adam. Sometimes you have two people, but mida grua achas. And they seem to have the same problem. Let's say, he says, shalkas l'mashal. Two guys, very angry people. So, you'll say, okay, so let's treat the anger. But what else could it be? What else could anger really be an expression of? If they don't study themselves well, it becomes very difficult for them to break the midah grua. And if they study well and they penetrate the depths of what that midah is, and they identify the shorash, the root, the seed of that evil, then they can uproot and they can fix and they can treat the problem quickly and properly. So what does it mean? This one's angry, that one's angry. What is it really? Gaiva and kas always go hand in hand. The Rambam says there are two midos that a person has to be extreme about. Right? The Rambam has his famous rule, the middle path that a person takes in any midah. There's two midos that there's no room for. In the life of a Jew, there are two character traits that there is zero room for, and they're related very much to each other. Which is why he's saying they can express each other in, you know, sometimes you think it's one, but it's really the other. What are those midos? Kas and gaiva. Anger and gaiva. How are anger and gaiva related? Because a person sometimes gets angry, so he says, I have an anger problem. You don't have an anger problem, you have a gaiva problem. You have an ego problem. You get angry because you think you're better than everyone else. It's an amazing, I told my guys in yeshiva today, there's an amazing, came up in something we were learning in Shem Yishuel, there's an amazing insight from the Radak on Tehillim. The pupil of the eye, David Melech says, Shamreini, protect me ki ishon bas ayin. Protect me like the ishon, like the pupil of the eye. Right? Ki ishon bas ayin. So why is the pupil of the eye called an ishon? So the Radak in Tehillim, Perek Yud Zayin, says, I'll tell you the rule. Whenever you have a nun or a vav nun at the end of a word, it means a miniature, a small form of whatever that word is. Right? So the Torah says Shabbat, Shabbaton. Right? Shabbaton means a smaller Shabbos, a smaller version of Shabbos. That's the rule. Ishon means ish vav nun, a small man. What happens when you look into someone's eyes? What do you see? You see a miniature man. You see a reflection of yourself, very small. So Radak says that's the rule. Vav nun at the end of a world, or end of a word, means a miniature version of something. That's the cloud. You can use it in Tanakh. So Rav Gifter said, it's a beautiful insight. He says, so why is that? Why did Hashem make it that when I look into someone's eyes, I see a miniature version of myself. I see in the mirror of the other person's eyes, I see a reflection of myself, but a miniature version. So So Gifter said, because when I'm talking to someone, I should always remind myself that I'm the little one and they're the big one. Right? Sometimes when I speak to someone, I'm speaking down upon them. So Hashem made it. And if you're really looking at them, if you really care about them, if you look them in the eye, and you're really talking to them, you'll see a reflection of yourself, miniature, in their eyes. And you'll say, wow, I see the fullness of this person in front of me, and I just see a little version of me. Right? So sometimes a person gets angry. So he says, I have an anger problem. I need to pick up a good sefer on, you know, on working on anger. And he reads the whole sefer, and he still has an anger problem. So he says, I can't fix this mita. You don't have an anger problem. You have a gaiva problem. The reason you get angry is because you walk around thinking you're the greatest thing in the world. You think you're better than everyone else. So immediately someone says something, you respond in an angry way. But you have to identify what the shoresh is. What is the root of my bad mita? So again, kiyachol liyos she'echad mehem ein lo klal pagam b'midas kaso. Rather, his pagam is with geus, with gaiva. The kevani is an ego problem. The kevani shekol b'nei adam near be'ein of kofim. So he thinks everyone's a monkey compared to himself, right? I'm the only human being who's a, you know, who's actually a human being. Everyone else is just like a monkey. Right? They're mimicking, you know, me, but I'm the only authentic human being. So kohes lanim, he gets angry at people. He's mecharef, he's megadef or some. He belittles them, and he speaks in a derisive fashion. And he spends his whole life trying to fix his anger problem, and it's not working. You know why? Because he doesn't have an anger problem. I don't know what it means by this line. Meaning, even if a person is not an angry person, right? Well, sometimes we'll strike a monkey or a donkey. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. But meaning, sometimes you do something that looks angry, and you can be a very calm person. Right? So that means you have an anger problem? No. Anger could be an expression of something else. If he can identify that really it's the gaiva that's his problem, then yitakin is midas gavaso v'shavarafelo. So the PSS Rebbe says the first thing you need to do, if you want to know yourself well, you have to really know yourself well. And identify what is the root of my bad midas. V'chein midas gaiva. Let's say gaiva is in fact the issue. Yesh mishu bal gaiva be'emes. Sometimes a person is just a haughty person. V'yesh mi, shesibas gaivaso hi, she'inu nimtza bein anashim gedol mimenu. Sometimes gaiva is really gaiva, and sometimes I happen to be surrounding myself by people who are simplistic people. I don't have anyone big in my life. I don't have anyone to help me to acquire the trait of humility. They say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the humblest person ever because he was someone who went up for 40 days and 40 nights. He was in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned with the Melamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael, the greatest teacher of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Moshe, compared to everyone else down below, was the greatest teacher of all. But he said, no, there's a much greater teacher than me. So by always having someone in my life who's bigger than me, who I can identify as bigger than me, that keeps a person in check. Sometimes you're around big people, but you don't appreciate them. So have someone big in your life, and that'll help you to break the gaiva problem. So therefore, he starts to think about himself. I can learn a little bit. So lamdan gadol. He surrounds himself by people who don't know as much as him, and he walks around like a big shot. So says the Pesach Rebbe. So get someone big in your life. He walks around like a head taller than everyone else. Yeah, so what's his takana? The takana so pshut of a kala. He doesn't have such a major gaiva problem. It's a very simple fix. Just get someone who's much greater than you in your life, and automatically it'll balance you out. She's chaber menashim gedolim imenu, v'yadaber imahem, v'yayin besvar memidos amalas gedolim v'kadoshim. Read books about great people, much greater than you. V'yira p'chisusa, he'll recognize his own lowliness. V'yizbayish ba'atzma al-gavas v'akademis, he'll be able to humble himself. He'll be able to identify his problem. But again, if you're not gonna get to know yourself well, if chas v'sham, like the Belzer Rebbe used to say, there's three types of galus. There's galus when a Jew gets kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. That's galus from the land. Then there's a galus when a person experiences a galus between himself and another Jew. Right? Tamid Rebbe Akiva, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zebazeh, they couldn't even respect one another. Right? And then the Belzer Rebbe said, as bad as that is, the worst galus of all is, again, the galus of Ben Adam Latzman. when a person's exiled from his own kochos and nefesh, he doesn't study himself be'ian, he doesn't learn his own mesechta, he's too busy learning all the other mesechtas on the shelf, and he never stops to learn his own mesechta, so he can spend his whole life trying to fix things and never get anywhere because he's fixing all the wrong things. So Mir Tzashem, we should get to know ourselves well. Right. We should be metakin a lot of things. Okay, Shkoyach. To be continued. Shkoyach.